Welcome to the Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box,
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh, that's Greg, and that's Connor. And we're back. Second last episode, boys.
Yeah.
Second last.
We're almost there.
It's quite emotional.
Yeah.
We got one more week and then we're done for. For forever.
Yeah, at least I got my jerseys back. That'll be nice.
Yeah. Which one? You have two of them? Yeah, two of them.
Where's Kobe?
It's under that one.
Oh, it's under.
Why is the Flyers jersey over the Kobe jersey?
Kobe with a Flyers jersey. That is disgraceful.
That's actually sacrilegious, to be honest.
And there's not even a name on the back of the Flyers jersey.
Does it have anybody on the...
No, it just has a number.
Anybody on the back?
No, it just has number 29. It's like a practice jersey.
All right, well...
That is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my
life. That's not a great start to the episode. How are we here the whole time and we didn't realize that was there?
Because I wasn't looking. I was just like, oh, there's my D-book. I was like, where's Kobe?
Did you have a small panic where, like, did somebody steal the Kobe?
Yo, someone stole the fake Kobe jersey and your hands would have been thrown.
If you want a real jersey...
How old one? Put that next. Next segment.
Yeah, I'm a little too early, but yeah, second last episode. It's winding down. I know the fans are.
And then it folds, man. Then it retires.
And then
you guys have to restart a new like.
Next yeah, I'm telling you right now. If you guys want to start a sports podcast, don't call it the Press Box.
You guys can call it Box Press. I don't. Really
what if I'm on it though? Press. What if I'm on it? Can I carry the name?
Should we let Connor carry the name,
or do I have to?
Is he worthy?
Or do I have to be Box Press?
I think you got to go Box Press.
Yeah, Box Press.
Damn. Yeah, no, don't say Press Box.
Damn. Welcome back to the Box Press. Yeah, maybe. It's a ring to it.
There's no ring at all, but it's okay.
I'll consider it, but it's definitely not happening.
Yeah, okay. No. I mean, I wasn't expecting you to.
You know, there's 613 Sports. It's taken over the reins. It's a lot.
But it didn't happen
Is that still going to continue?
Well, I mean, it didn't happen last week. They don't have the consistency of the...
Wait, it didn't happen last week?
No, Tyler was sick and then went and did the whole weekend of calling... The kids' all-star game or whatever
sick.
It was.
Yeah, infamously, Press Box, always consistent. Obviously.
I think this semester we've only missed one episode.
Yeah, which is the most we've done because, like, usually
consecutively.
Because sometimes we're lazy and we just forget to come in or we just don't want to come in.
Don't say that. There's always an episode. But yeah, 613 Sports, I guess, is a new
thing. We're plugging them a little too much. Okay, whatever. We'll stop talking about Press Box.
You know, we know it's your favorite.
It's the best.
Please get on the socials. Let us know how much you're going to miss us. At Press Box on Instagram, I think.
I think it's at underscore press underscore box underscore.
Listen, there's a lot of underscores, but you'll
underscore
find
dot
it.
Or something like that. There's a dot in there.
At symbol lowercase p.
Tyler made it the most confusing thing ever.
I fixed it to make it look way better. Okay, it looks way better. It's at underscore the Press Box underscore. Looks way better like that.
Oh, so that's easy.
He put it at like at the dot press
underscore,
underscore
dot,
dot, yeah, but his, with a 7.
His username on Instagram is literally sendsduck 74.
Can you do me a favor, Greg? Can you just zoom out of the audition? It's kind of bugging me right now.
Zoom out?
Yeah, like look at it, bro. It's like
zoomed in.
Bro, look at it.
No,
it's going so fast.
What do you mean,
Greg? How do you know?
What do you mean zoom
out? Are we looking at different things right now?
I'm so confused.
Look at the
like. You literally can't see
Greg,
the levels.
Look at the TV.
They're up here. That's why.
Zoom. Use the mouse wheel.
Yeah, but
there you go.
Out.
There you go.
Or
it's not letting me zoom out.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna have to restart the episode.
No, it's fine, bro. It's fine. It's still recording.
I know it's recording, but it's just it's gonna give me a.
How am I?
Okay, well
know,
then we're gonna just do this. So you don't have to see it.
How are we gonna know what minute we're at?
It still says the minute.
Yeah, it still does.
Okay,
it just moves really
it's
fast.
It's just not something that happens all the time. It's just.
Let's jump into the NFL.
Sorry.
Well, we were just rambling about nonsense, but it's fine.
Anyways, let's get to what the people are here for.
Let's get right back to it.
Sports.
All right. So banter. First segment, as per usual, is the NFL, and the first thing let's to talk go. About this week is Mr. Baker Mayfield, because he came into LA on 2 days' notice, and he didn't start the game. John Wolford got the first series of snaps.
Plays he was going to do for the next drive.
Yeah, so basically, Baker wasn't quite ready to start the game, but after the first drive with John Wolford, I think they went 3-and-out, and then Sean McVay said, okay, you know what, Baker, it's your time to shine. So Baker came in, 2 days' notice, and he led them to a victory on a 98-yard game-winning touchdown drive with no timeouts. So pretty impressive that he learned. He definitely didn't learn the whole playbook, but he learned a decent amount of the playbook to be able to actually start this or to play in this game. And then he led them to a game-winning drive against a team that's actually trying to get into the playoffs in the Raiders, who I think after that loss, their chances are kind of dying slowly now. But this was it wasn't a good game by any means. Don't get me wrong. It was mostly just defensive. Both quarterbacks couldn't do much. Baker couldn't really do much until the fourth quarter, where he looked really good. And he came back, threw a touchdown to Van Jefferson for the win with, I want to say, 10 seconds left, no timeouts. And also Ben Skowronek for the Rams, their like fourth or third string receiver. He made a crazy catch to get them into field goal range, first of all, like to get them up in the field. And then Van Jefferson scored a touchdown to win the game. So, guys, this begs the question, is Baker Mayfield back? Is he gonna start playing well again? Because he hasn't had like a good year since like his rookie year, like 3 years ago. So,
well, it's good to see him doing well. He's on a competent team, you could say. Browns, you know, never really good.
Yeah, not at all.
The Panthers, can be the same thing said about the Panthers. So, yeah, I mean.
To be fair, though, that's kind of what separates mediocre quarterbacks to like really good quarterbacks is doesn't really matter who's around them. They're going to be able to make plays.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it definitely helps. Like, look.
But, I mean, like, he has a pretty good lineup. Like, he still has like one of the debatably best receivers in the game.
See,
but he's out right now, obviously.
The thing is, he doesn't have that many players because, like, the whole Rams team is injured. Yeah. Like, his leading receiver is Brent Skowronek, and he was, like, a fourth-round pick a few years ago. So, like, and he, 7 catches, 89 yards. He had a good game. But considering the weapons that he had to work with, like, he didn't have any of his starting receivers with Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson. They did have their guys on defense, though, so that helped. Mm-hmm. They had Aaron Donald, and they had Jalen Ramsey, and they had Bobby Wagner. But they didn't have any receivers. Cam Akers was supposed to be their starting running back, had a really like tough year. He almost got traded. Now he's back. He had a decent game. But he didn't really have much around him. He didn't really, but he still worked with it, you know, 7 catches, 89
yards. It was
really
impressive that, you know.
Yeah, with these guys.
A day.
Literally, he had like one practice with them, basically.
And he got the job done. Like,
it's pretty impressive.
So he'll be right. Who did they play next? Do you know? Because he'll be right into that game with confidence.
They play. Who did they play? They play the
Chiefs.
Okay, so they're going to get killed.
Wait, no. They already played the Chiefs.
Oh, no, they're playing
Packers.
Packers. Okay, so that's going to be a horrific game to watch.
Packers have a pretty bad defense, though, no?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, both teams just aren't good. That's
Packers
why it's going to be tough to watch.
Absolutely horrible.
Yeah, they've fallen off quite big after losing Devontae Adams. I think that was really the big piece that killed them. Because now, without him, Aaron hasn't really looked the same. He's also been injured, to be fair. He broke his thumb, but he's been playing through it like a champ. But I don't think he should be. I think he just give the reins to Jordan Love, get Jordan Love some experience since he's going to be their quarterback of the future. But that was Baker. Congrats to him. I was actually, you know, I'm not a Baker guy, but I was happy to see him doing well because you know he's had to deal with a lot and he's had like 6 different head coaches since he's entered the league. So that's always going to be hard to succeed when you haven't had the same system 2 years in a row. He's had a different system every year. He's had a different coach every year. So that's always hard to deal with, but congrats to him. Hopefully he's back to being what we thought he was when he got drafted first overall. But next thing to talk about is the Bengals beat the Browns. They moved to 9-4 now after they kind of had a rocky start to the year. Bengals are now 9-4, and I think they're number 3 or 4 in the AFC. I think the Ravens have the same record, but the Ravens have the tiebreaker over the Bengals because they beat them. Or I think because they're better in the division. So the Ravens are still ahead, but with the Lamar injury, the Ravens are going to lose a few games here, and they're going to be back towards that 6-7-5 seed. So we'll see what happens there. The Lions get a big win over their division rival, the Minnesota Vikings.
I can't believe they won that. And they were the favorite. They were the betting favorite.
Yeah, so basically, what's the Vikings record now?
10-3?
I think so. So, yeah, they're 10-3, and they were the underdogs going into Detroit, of all places. And Detroit has now won 5 out of their last 6 games, and they're trying to sneak into the bottom of the playoffs there. It's kind of going to be hard because the Giants, Commanders, Seahawks, and the Giants, Commanders, and the Seahawks are all there. And I think the Giants and Commanders are both 7-5, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And then
7-5-1, I think.
Yeah, and then the Seahawks are like, my bad, I don't have a voice. And then the Seahawks are, I think they're 7-5 as well. So the bottom of the NFC is kind of interchangeable. We'll see what happens. The Lions are now 6-7, maybe, I want to say. So they're still trying to get to the 7 seed.
Well, that just proves the Vikings are fraudulent.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think a lot of us has been on this train. A lot of football fans in general kind of just know the Vikings are not that good of a team. They are 10-3, granted, so all the credit to them. But every win they've had, it's like they've almost lost every single game. But they've ended up getting through it.
To be fair, though, that's kind of the Vikings' history. Because they're always right there in games, and they end up losing on field goals typically.
Yeah.
But this year they flipped the script, and they're winning games on field goals and stuff.
That's a good point.
So it's kind of interesting. But I think a lot of teams in the NFC, not going to lie, pretty fraudulent.
100%. Yeah. NFC is, without a doubt, the weaker conference.
Eagles, like I was saying in the press box group chat, Eagles have played three teams over 500.
Yeah.
So is the
three teams.
And they're 12-1.
Cowboys, same thing.
Yeah.
And also, let's look at the Eagles' schedule, because I'm actually curious to see who they play next.
They play the Cowboys once, and then I think they play, like, Washington again, Eagles. Maybe?
No,
they just played the Titans. And then they played, this week they played the Giants, and absolutely blew them out.
Okay, so they play the Bears easy. Cowboys, that's a hard game. Saints, that's easy. And then Giants, who knows how the Giants look in the few weeks.
Beat the Giants by 26.
It's true, yeah. But the Giants are, they're not like a terrible team, but yeah, they didn't play them the last time. And the Eagles are a very good team. But once again, not really, who was their hardest game this year? The Vikings? No, they blew the Vikings.
Hardest game this year.
Look, you can't even pick a game, like, when you look at it. Like, the Cowboys game, and that was, like...
Or the Commanders, they lost that game, but...
Well, they beat... Look at the
their
game
hardest
before
win
that. Look
was,
at the game they played the Commanders before that. Right, two up.
Yeah, exactly. It was a blowout.
But,
Honestly, it was probably the Texans game, even though it doesn't show it, because this game was actually close the whole time until, like, the fourth quarter, and the Texans are the worst team in the league, so... And speaking of the Texans, they almost beat your Cowboys.
Yeah, I was going to say, terrified.
Was it was a close one.
I was here, bro, and like Ben was watching it, and I was like, following the score, and I was like, how's it going? He's just like, not looking good for you guys. He's like, but you guys are getting like close to field goal range. You should be fine. You should be able to pull it out. But and then I looked at Dak's stats. Once again, Dak just
he stinks.
But probably threw 20 picks already this year. He's only played for like 4 weeks.
Wow. Yeah.
I actually want to know how.
I think each week he's played, he throws at least 2 interceptions.
Well, Josh Allen's been on that track, too.
Actually, Mahomes has now tied Allen in interceptions with 11.
Yeah, that's
they both
crazy.
Have 11.
He only has 9. There's no way he only has 9.
Well, he's been injured.
He hasn't played that many games.
He's been injured
a lot.
Half the season.
So, I know, yeah, I mean, like that ratio is not great. 14 touchdowns, 9 interceptions is not ideal.
Yeah, but
that's crazy that he had these numbers.
This might be
a
good segue into my new favorite quarterback in the league, Dirty Purdy.
Yeah, Brock Purdy's actually crazy. God.
Dirty Purdy.
I was actually
going to
say,
done.
This guy in his first NFL start.
Holy!
His first NFL start. He comes in and
bro hit the step back dive,
and he literally just dominated the Tom Brady Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So imagine being the last pick in the NFL draft, being called Mr. Irrelevant, being a third stringer or fourth stringer going into the year, and then making your first start against the GOAT and then beating him.
He's outperforming
only QB ever to do it.
Yeah.
Outperforming
Tom Brady.
Yeah, he played
30,
better than
30.
Him. Like, granted, it was a lot of McCaffrey. It was kind of the McCaffrey show in that game, and he was, like, their
matter.
Whole
Someone
offense.
Someone got to get the ball to him,
but,
you know?
Exactly, but it doesn't matter because he was making some good throws. Like, he made a – I remember they sent a blitz, and he had, like, three guys that were about to kill him. And then literally with three guys in his face, he just drops back, throws a dime to McCaffrey on the left sideline, and it was, like, 40 yards.
It was a great
catch. I was like, yo, this Purdy guy, he can kind of ball. I was
he's pretty good.
This is, like, the benefit to players when they get
– Good one.
I've seen that everywhere.
When they get drafted into the league, and they get to hang around and still be the bottom, you still get elite coaching.
Exactly.
You still get the
opportunity
to get better. And I think that's the big thing for him. Like I was saying a few weeks ago, it's like in football specifically, rosters are so big, it's always next guy up.
Exactly.
And if he keeps playing well throughout the rest of the season, plays well in the playoffs, San Francisco's
going
to be the next guy.
Well, last week we were talking about
not
the movie. Last week we were saying if he makes it to the Super Bowl, there's going to be a movie.
So,
yeah,
like,
my thing is
and now I'm back. I'm Team Purdy.
If he keeps playing well up and they make it to the Super Bowl, San Francisco's found their guy.
I don't know. I don't know if I call him their guy. No,
I don't know. Why would you?
With Trey Lance.
Because they drafted Trey Lance third overall a year ago. And then obviously.
They probably have the best three quarterbacks.
Like, see, here's the thing. Because, like, we were talking about last week. With the way San Francisco has their team, the scheme they run, the players they have, the coaching they have, they don't need a crazy good quarterback. They just need a guy who's going to make a throw when he needs to and not turn the ball over. And so far, that's what Purdy's done. He's done his job. They've ran the ball well. Like, they have so many skill players and such good coaching and scheming that they don't need a crazy good quarterback. And Purdy has literally been perfect for them. He's literally just been an above average game manager. So he's made the throws he needs to make. He's not turning the ball over. And, you know, he's making good decisions, which is the most important thing.
Did they say how long Debo's out for, or is it just...
He looks... So, it looked bad initially, but apparently he's only going to be out a week or two. So, that's big news for them. Because I was about to say, like, they were getting plagued the whole year by injuries. Like, everybody's getting injured for their team.
Yeah.
Two starting quarterbacks got injured for them for the year, which is... That thing never happens.
I might have to get a Brock Purdy jersey.
honestly, if
he traded, but when, as soon as you buy,
yeah, if he goes to the Super Bowl, I think you have to get a Brock Purdy jersey. Well,
if he wins, if he wins next week, bro, what do you mean? I'm ordering one.
Other big news though, Kyler Murray went down with knee injury.
Yeah, he tore his ACL, so that was sad.
Out for season.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate for the Cardinals.
But they suck anyway.
They weren't in playoff contention anyway, but it's just bad because he's not going to be back for next year.
I debate Kyler's happy he got injured because Warzone 2 just dropped. Bro is going to be streaming.
Facts. Yeah, he's going to be streaming for sure, but like, still unfortunate nonetheless. One of the more fun players to watch in the league. So
yeah, but he's probably happy, let's be honest. He could play COD now.
I doubt he's happy that he tore his ACL, Connor.
No, he's definitely. He's like, we
he's
suck.
Like, he's like 0-7 whenever there's after a double XP weekend. Yeah. Like,
listen, all I'm going to say is if we see FaZe Kyler within the next 2 weeks, bro,
don't be surprised.
I'm not going to be surprised.
We probably will, but
like, let's keep it $150.
Optic Kyler or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. All right, well, that's going to do it for the NFL segment. When we come back, we'll talk about the NBA.
And Dirty Purdy to the chip. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
That's Connor, that's Greg, and I'm Josh.
NBA segment.
Yes, sir.
Now, you might have heard me tease it in the intro, but free throw line extended, running a Luka Doncic jersey giveaway. So be sure to look out on the social at free throw line extended on Instagram and get yourself enrolled in just an outstanding giveaway. I have to say, Josh.
Josh, can you let us know how to enroll yourself into the giveaway?
Yeah, so you just go to the Instagram page. You have to comment on the post. It's a little reel for you boys. Mm-hmm. Comment down below, tag three friends, go to our YouTube page, click the link in the bio, take a screenshot once you sub, and then send us a screenshot on Instagram, and you will be entered
to
win.
Three friends. You know,
we are going to be announcing it on December 22nd, so just in time for Christmas. Oh. So if you have one of those last-minute people like me when it comes to gifts, and you're like, oh, what am I going to get? Maybe you win this jersey, and you have a basketball friend or a family member, boom. Here you go, free Luka Doncic jersey for you.
Yep.
So
just an outstanding, and it's real too. You know, they broke the bank.
Exactly. They did.
So yeah, be sure to check them out.
Haven't paid Andrew yet. I'm going to delay that as long as I can.
Or be sure to check them out for all the basketball in depth. You know, you only get a little tease here on the press box, but you know, I have to say, I'm impressed with the content. It's
I'm very impressed. I'm almost at 20 episodes, which is pretty crazy because we only started like 2 months ago.
It's been outstanding.
It's been great. It's been great. Quick little plug for the Lunch Center.
Every week.
Exactly. All right, into the NBA. So big news recently, actually. I think it just happened last night. Cade Cunningham is officially shutting it down for the year. He's going to have season-ending surgery on his shin.
It's not good.
No, it is good because they're going to tank him for
Victor. Well, they're going to tank, but I mean, I'm like, for
you know,
him,
I'm going to say that's pretty shinny.
And then
you guys get it.
But then you also get
It was a stretch, but it was there. It was there.
Some of your young guys, they'll get more opportunities with Cade out because Cade obviously is very ball dominant.
Yeah.
So like Jalen Duren, all those guys, they'll get more opportunities to kind of shine and get more comfortable within the offense. So I think it's actually pretty decent for them. Yeah, and the 15th. So today's the 13th. So by the time this comes out, there might have been trades happening. Mm. Unfortunately, right now there's no trades because a lot of players aren't available. But some rumors around the league. A lot of teams are looking at Bojan Bogdanovic on the Detroit Pistons, actually. He just signed a 2-year extension for, I think it was $40 million over the 2 years. So it was $20 million each season. Yeah, dude. There's money going around the NBA.
What?
And he's a player a lot of championship teams are kind of looking at to try and figure out what they can get for him because he's obviously a really good factor on a championship team. He's a good shooter. Not a great defender, but, you know, he's just going to be able to score for you guys, kind of be a consistent, like, 18 to 20 ball a game. Actually, when he played the Lakers, everyone was joking about that. It's his tryout for the Lakers.
Wait, which one are we talking about? This is, like,
the guy on the Pistons.
44? Yeah. Not John Wick guy. 44?
Yeah.
Shooter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's a confusion.
I know, there's Bojan, Bojan.
There's a bunch of different Bogdanoviches.
Yeah. Anyways, yes, sorry.
So he's teams have been contacting the Pistons to see if they can get something done for him. Another two players that are up are on the New York Knicks, actually. So Cam Reddish has fallen out of the lineup officially.
Yeah.
Why?
Damn
no
shame.
Clue. Damn Tom Thibodeau, shame. You're a bad coach. I'm going to keep saying that. Stop playing your guys 48 minutes a game.
Yep.
He kills he's super players, talented. Man. He's a good shooter, and he has the frame to be a good defender in this league. So he's another player that a lot of teams are kind of keeping an eye
Raptors?
On to see. No, Raptors are not interested.
Always liked Cam.
And then underrated. Evan Fournier, another guy on that team who started out really strong there, and now I think he's out of the lineup as well.
That is Lakers written all over it.
Yeah, I think there's a few guys. Like, I think another team that has assets to trade to championship contenders, the Magic. They're holding on to Gary Harris and Terrence Ross right now. Obviously, with Bol Bol and the rest of your guys playing well, you can look to try and trade them for either some second-round picks or maybe try and get a first for one of the two. What was it? I just thought of one as well, another rumor. What was it?
Well,
what player was it?
What team?
Greg, we're going to have to fill in the dead air here while he thinks.
Yeah, let me think, boys. True.
So, Greg, what are your thoughts on the Scotty Barnes commercial?
That's what it was. No, that's literally what it was. Scotty, thank you for saying it. Scotty Barnes, Masai Ujiri recently talked to Scotty Barnes. So I'm wondering what's happening there.
They're going
to
trade him?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because the Raptors are in a very awkward position.
Wait, how did I know that? Just by mentioning the commercial. That's funny. That was the same player you were thinking.
It was like in my head, and then I mentioned the Evan Fournier and everything, and then I was kind of like, oh, where was my mind going? But yeah, no, so Masai talked to Scotty, so I don't know
what's happening. He literally has the commercial where he's like, Canada, you guys are so passionate.
I know, so like, thanks, that's not how he sounds.
Sorry, that was more, really American, sorry, that was more Serge Ibaka, because I was thinking about the Giannis.
Bro, you were going like Masai, Serge Ibaka around. I was like, he's not from there.
I know, my
he's
bad, bro.
From
my
the United
bad.
States of America. Sorry. So yeah, anyways, Raptors in a very awkward spot right now, because they're one of those teams where it's like they have a good regular season roster, and I mean right now they're playing absolutely horrendous because they can't score. But
the half court offense, all horrific.
Dude, it's horrendous. It's so absolutely bad. Horrendous.
They can only score in transition.
Mm-hmm. But their defense is solid. But
they've always been a good. I mean, that's Nick Nurse for you. He's always been a good defensive coach.
But they're really good with Dwayne as well. But
yeah,
there's a spot where it's like if they make the playoffs, they're guaranteed first round bounce.
Yeah,
and that's going to be pretty much every year since the DeMar and them, they made it to the second round, but they got bounced every single time.
Yeah,
didn't matter. So it's kind of one of those things
by
where
John
you're
Wall.
You're looking. Yeah, facts
or friggin'. Paul George.
Whenever they went to the second round, they played Braun, I'm pretty sure. LeBron but then the first round, they lost to the Wizards like twice.
Or the Pacers. The
Pacers as well. So, yeah, it's like, to me, the Raptors are have an identity crisis right now. They need to either choose. They're going to rebuild around Scotty or try and make a move and get a superstar. Because that's like all they're really missing is a guy that's going to be like, you know what? Screw the offense. I'm going to get us a bucket right now.
You know what, Josh? I was thinking the same thing. And then I found myself watching the Toronto Raptors deep dive on the Free Throw Line Extended YouTube. And
okay,
I was like,
to keep plugging the buddy.
I agree with you.
Now you're just kind of trolling.
We already gave him one.
No, right? But what if they would have? What if someone just tuned in right now? You know,
go to YouTube.
I'll tag you guys in the post.
Do it.
How many times do we plug them?
Anyways, you can find that.
Got to support our own.
Quick mention, Boston's lost their last two, which are pretty crazy. They played the Lakers tonight per the recording of the video. It's going to be a slaughter for the Lakers. The Lakers are going to get absolutely cooked, I think.
But what if they don't?
That's very possible because AD's been playing out of his mind. But then going to the West, there's a new team that's in debate for the fathership of Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns, and that is the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know if you guys saw that stuff that happened with Zion a few nights ago.
That was hilarious.
Where they were up with like 10 or something, and then Zion went on the fast break and did a 360 windmill to end the game.
Yes,
and all the Suns, they were like, oh, man, you can't do that. Like, sportsmanship. Like, what the heck is this? They did that to them last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In a closeout game. They're up 25, and they did it to them. Zion didn't play. Pelicans have now beaten them twice. I think they play them once again this week.
Yeah.
Pelicans are on one right now. They are 7-game win streak.
9-1 in their last 10. Jeez.
Number one in the West. I mean, the Grizzlies somehow are playing really well. Also, they're 6 in a row now, 5 in a row.
Who's been the Pelicans' main guy? Has it been Ingram or has it been
McCollum? No, it's Zion. Do Ingram?
It's not CJ or Ingram?
Ingram's missed already, I think, 17 games now this season.
17?
So he missed
he's missed like 80% of the games.
Two weeks with a concussion, and now he has a sprained toe. It's held him out for, I think, tonight's his 8th game in a row.
How's CJ playing?
CJ's back. He's been playing pretty solid, but Zion's been a beast.
Yeah, I know he's been going off.
Since B.I.'s been
out. His last, like, 10 games has been really good.
Since B.I.'s been out, he's been playing like a top 10 player.
Yeah. Which is what we like to see. I like seeing Zion playing well.
Facts. He's just big, bro.
He's massive.
You see him just like put his shoulder into grown men and they go flying. And he's so young. It's actually crazy. Golden State, they're kind of getting back on track. Dallas as well, getting back on track. Kawhi's been playing like past Kawhis we've seen. Last night, he scored 25 on 83% from the field against Boston. I think it was a win. So that's really good for the Clippers, obviously, because that's kind of been their downfall is PG and Kawhi have been playing really bad throughout the year while they're healthy. And Damian Lillard almost beat the 3 points in a single game.
How many did he make?
He made 11. He had 11 in the third. And they were up
20. What's the record?
So
Clay with what, 13?
13.
Yeah.
So he was close, and he was trying to beat it. Like, he really wanted to beat it, just couldn't. He ended up getting benched. So
yeah. Also, they've been kind of falling off a little bit too.
The Blazers, well, it's just they haven't been healthy. Like, Dame's missed a pretty significant amount of games. But Anthony Simons, bro.
Yeah.
He's disgusting. They have three guys averaging 25 right now.
Anthony Simons is averaging 25.
Simons, Lillard, Jeremy Grant.
That's crazy. I didn't know Anthony. I thought Anthony Simons was just like a really good sixth man. I don't know if he was like that good.
Well, last year when Dame was out all year and they made the CJ trade, they're pretty much like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And he just had flashes. And then this year he's been playing like a mini Dame Lillard. Like, just.
Well, he's like really, he's a good player. He's like really shifty. He's
yeah,
fast,
shifty,
he's quick.
Good stroke. Yeah. And yeah, I know you're going to do that.
Connor, you're such a kid, man.
I know. He's such a child.
Such a kid.
And then he has hops too. Underrated hops.
Yeah.
And then, well, finally, the Lakers.
He was in the dunk contest.
Yeah.
And it was a horrible dunk contest.
And he won it.
And it was a horrible dunk contest, though.
The Lakers, my squad.
Yes, sir.
We're not 12th in the West.
Yeah.
Big dubs.
6-4 in the last 10. Not terrible.
Not terrible.
Yeah.
We had that 8-2 like week stretch where we popped off, and then AD Bron sat. AD left the game against Cleveland. We lost because Donovan Mitchell became my least favorite player that night. And then
he was going crazy.
Dude, I was watching it, and he couldn't miss. He actually couldn't miss. Every time he shot the ball, I was like, well, that's in. But then him and Bron, AD and Bron sat against the Raptors in Toronto because there was like, hey, we played the best we could over like 10 games. Let's give these two some rest, and then we'll just come back in Detroit. Did that, got a win against Detroit, and then tonight we play Boston, which will be interesting.
Actually, that, you know what?
Always a fun match.
Is that going to be – that's definitely going to be nationally broadcasted, I assume, 100%. Right?
Yeah. 100%.
Prime time.
Might have to tune in.
I'm going to watch it.
Don't lie.
I think it's at
10?
I think it might be at 7.
Oh, it's not a late game?
It's in Boston.
Oh, it's in
Boston. Okay, it's on a long road stretch right now.
Wait, you're not – you didn't book the flights to Boston?
I wish.
Why didn't you?
Dude, because I have to work tomorrow morning.
Yeah, he's got stuff to do.
Do it in the hotel.
Just go to Boston for the night? I'd love to do that. That'd be sick.
You should have.
give
Hilda's mom a little call.
Lakers.
I'm going to Boston.
Some things. I'd like them on the 15th. I'd like them to make some sort of move. We cleared up that roster spot by dropping Matt Ryan like a week or two ago for this opportunity.
Well, he's a quarterback, so that's a good move.
To be fair, he's a better basketball player than he's been football player since the Super Bowl. So,
Don't disrespect Matt Ryan. The guy's MVP.
Can I ask you a question?
Anyways, yeah.
Hypothetical scenario. Okay, it's the trade deadline.
It's not the deadline. It's the trade like opening.
It's a trade opening
because a lot of players, when you sign a contract, you can't get traded or released for 60 days.
Okay.
So,
anyways, trade opening. Lakers bring in Landry Shamet.
That's not
what's
happening.
The reaction? What
it's
is the reaction?
Happening.
Hypothetical world. What's the reaction?
It's literally not going to happen.
What? Hypothetical.
The Suns want to make a trade. I think Shamet's going to be gone out of Phoenix.
So I better get his jersey while I can. But let's say Lakers acquire Landry Shamet. What is your reaction?
How does Landry Shamet keep getting brought up every week? Is what I want to know.
Listen, he's a good shooter.
This is the most anyone's ever talked about
Landry
Shamet.
Andrew said he
ever.
Was a good shooter. I didn't say it. I didn't have to say it. It's statistical fact. So
he is a decent shooter, but I just don't
think you. He's got a great stroke. So if you were to bring him onto the Lakers, what's your reaction?
I mean, sick, because we have a shooter, but...
There you go. Thank you.
I'm not interested in
the
that.
GOAT. The GOAT!
Right now, the talk is Pat Bev and 2 second rounds and maybe a first if that's what it takes to get done for Boyan.
You're getting Pat Bev off the team already?
Yeah, dude. He's shooting 22%
from
three.
He's
bro couldn't shoot his whole career. He's dog
last year in Minnesota, he was playing really well.
He shot like 42% from three last year.
Yeah, you're right.
So, right now we're trying to get him out because he's been terrible.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah,
I don't know why you even signed that.
I want the Lakers to make some sort of move.
Landry.
I'd like them to make that trade and then call the Knicks as well to see because they want a second round pick for Fournier and Reddish.
Wait, both of them?
Yeah, you can give 2 second rounders for both of them.
I would
do
that easily.
That's it?
I'll do that easily.
For Cam?
Yeah, if I'm the Lakers,
second round
no
picks in basketball are nothing.
Nothing. It's very rare.
Oh yeah, because like I guess that's the last.
It's the last round.
It's literally the last round.
That's crazy. Why is there only 50. 2 rounds? That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. That is crazy.
Because unlike other sports, like there's only 12 players, right?
Yeah,
you
that's
can't
true.
Have 50 that, rounds.
Valid.
Because you only have 12 or
you
else.
Know, you're valid.
So there's no point.
You're valid.
And if you go more than that, those guys are not definitely. They're not ready for the NBA anyway.
Yeah.
So.
You know what, Josh? You're a smart cookie.
I know I am.
Josh is a smart guy.
I know.
That's why he's on the show.
So, yeah, it's interesting. Another thing, Raptors. trade. Hartley proposed it. Kyle Kuzma to the Raptors. I was like, why would you want that?
this is definitely the night you're at his house till 7 a.m.
To be fair. No, it was last
Kyle
night.
Kyle Kuzma.
To be fair, for who? He's been playing really well.
For who?
Well, if
we're giving Kuz no time of day on
Freddie?
This show.
Freddie? Are we give Landry Shamet time of day?
Because he's the GOAT. He's the Sham God.
Nobody's ever talked about Landry Shamet
he's
ever until now.
He's the Sham God.
Also, there's another team.
How much time is left?
John Collins to Milwaukee, maybe?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Crazy.
Oh, we got to wrap up.
Okay, goodbye, guys.
Sham God.
See you next segment. NHL.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to The Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
That's Greg, I'm Josh, and that's Connor. And we're back, NHL.
NHL segment.
I'm pretty much keep...
Wait, Connor, relax, okay, relax. Give it a second.
He's too excited.
All right, so it's time for everybody's favorite segment of the show. Connor, what's the segment that we're going to do?
But don't watch. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the segment where we give out a certificate to one NHL team that has absolutely sucked.
We still haven't
since the last episode.
There's no certificate.
So this week's winner of Bedard Watch is, drumroll please, for back-to-back weeks for the first time in history.
Of Bedard Watch?
Of Bedard Watch is the Chicago Blackhawks. Woo!
Congrats, boys.
How funny would it be if we actually made a certificate and
we
actually
should.
Sent it to them?
We actually
there is a real one.
Funny.
There is a real one. Don't ruin the lore.
You're gonna pay for shipping?
Don't ruin the lore. Don't ruin the lore here. Anyway, so back the first ever winner of back-to-back weeks of Bedard Watch. The Chicago Blackhawks just suck, don't they, Gregory?
They're terrible, and you know, watching them
play,
they have this effect where when you watch them play, your eyes start to hurt like quite a lot, like. Like,
yes.
To the point where it's not medically okay.
Yes.
So, they stink. Connor, you know this. Peter Mrazek is their goalie. He's terrible.
Former 67.
Nobody cares.
Well, maybe he does.
Well, I don't think he does anymore because he's in the NHL now, so who cares?
Good point.
Okay, well, going back onto the Blackhawks, they're 1-8-1 in their last 10. They've lost 3 straight games.
Yep. Woohoo!
Connor, how are you feeling about the record so far?
Well,
obviously,
you know,
still not where they need to be, as in, like, they can't win any more games, but how does it feel?
Well, World Juniors is coming up, Greg, and, you know, I'm just excited to see all the potential, our potential forwards, whether that be Fantelli? Is that how you say his name?
I think so, yeah.
Adam Fantelli, you know, he's tearing it up at Michigan there, Josh, as you know, big college hockey
guy.
Sure. But Connor Bedard, you know, I'm going to look forward every time he scores. I might break out into song. But, you know, I'm seeing the Blackhawks play the Sens in February. Just keep hold of Kane till then. And then after that game, ship him off. Let's bring in, like, a couple more picks and, you know, I'll be excited.
So, Connor, what do you realistically think? Like, let's get a little prediction here. What do you realistically think that the Blackhawks can finish as? How many wins over under? Like, let's say over under 20 wins.
I'm going to say the Chicago Blackhawks are going to end the season on 23 wins.
Okay, that's fair.
23 wins.
That might be too high for Bedard.
That might be a little bit too high.
23 wins. First of all, the Ducks, you know, they almost won this week's episode of of Bedard Watch.
They were close.
But you know what? Chicago played less games. And, you know,
and they only have one more point.
At least the Ducks are excited.
That's the argument to give Anaheim this week's edition because they've played 3 more games and they're still just as bad as Chicago.
Well, you should have brought up that before we gave away the award.
That is fair, you know. But
you know, they
we
have
already
exciting
decided
players.
On a winner, and they were worse in their last 10 games. You know, Anaheim's 2-6-2 in their last 10, and Connor's team is 1-8-1. So
yeah, so
they're gonna win this installment of
Bedard. Did you just,
Josh?
Did you just ruin my moment?
I did.
Take a walk.
I was about to break into solo. Like you're gonna have to call me Cher after this.
You're ruining all the levels. You're throwing your
the
mic
people
around
like
and stuff.
It.
You see the squeaking.
The people like it. Okay, they like my voice.
People.
That's when I say
people.
Wow. on our own show. This,
Greg,
you know what?
The fact that we just do
on
this for
our own show.
Our own pleasure.
This is just for enjoyment.
On our own show, you're gonna do that. Greg's gonna have to send these tapes into TSN to get an internship, and they're gonna listen to you. And they're gonna be like, first of all,
I'm not applying.
The first thing they're gonna be
why
like,
why would I be on
no,
his?
No, the first thing they're gonna be like, it's just that guy with that amazing singing voice. And then they're gonna be like,
who,
this
you?
Josh, this Joshua guy is a hater. That's what they're gonna give him for feedback.
No, they're gonna be like, yo, the dynamic
why
with this Joshua guy.
Why would I be on
great.
His tape?
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe they went to the Press Box Instagram page and clicked the link in bio. And
if he's submitting a tape,
went to the went to the podcast section of.
If I'm submitting a tape for a job, I would not have you two in it.
Well, that's
it's my personal thing.
That is
no, it's not like. It's
no, I'm being genuine.
Okay.
Do we have to dive into this, or are you guys?
No.
Are you,
I know you're probably butthurt. I don't care.
Unless it's a good discussion, then I would have that in there just to show like how I work with
like
others.
This one, right? Like this one.
Maybe not this one, but.
Anyways,
like our
Mitchell Marner is absolutely dripped out. Mitchell Marner is dripped out on the ice.
A lot going on at once. Hold
Mitchell Marner is dripped out on the ice.
Keep your mouth shut now.
Okay. No,
shut up.
Josh. Josh, never keep your mouth shut on this show. This is.
I don't know anything about
Josh?
Hockey.
Okay, fair
well,
enough.
No, you know what? You know a lot about the college game, right?
No.
So
you said I'm a Michigan fan. I'm a Kansas fan when it comes to college sports.
Yeah, so how is the Kansas hockey team doing?
I don't know. I don't care.
You're supposed to know.
No, it's an NHL segment. Why would I know anything about college?
You're right. We'll keep that knowledge stored away for later. But, you know, Mitch Marner, Greg, what's your thought about him?
This is all over the place right now. Okay, so, yeah, basically Mitch Marner has, on Saturday, I think he extended his game, his point streak to, I want to say it was 22 games.
Oh, my God.
This is
so he's on his franchise record that ended up, I think the franchise record was 17. He ended up beating it by getting 18, and now he's on 22. So, yeah, I don't know when it's going to end. It could end tonight against the Anaheim Ducks, the runner-up for Bedard Watch. But we'll see what happens. He's still, I mean, he's been, like, one of the best players in the league this year. He's been unreal. Literally, he has been point per game. So, it's going to be interesting to see if he can extend to 23. If he does, I mean, would it be crazy if he gets to 30? Like, that would be wild. That'd be pretty insane. So, we'll see if he can do that. But some news that we had today or yesterday, I guess in the last week, the Canucks kind of, I think they want to trade Bo Horvat. And Horvat, I think, wants out as well, which is interesting for a lot of teams around the league, especially a lot of the good teams in the league, because Horvat has 20 goals right now in 29 games. So Bo Horvat has, what are we doing?
No, Bo Horvat, that's going to be such a big loss for the Canucks, I think.
It's their captain.
Okay.
It's their captain.
I have to board off, so I want him to be there.
Okay.
It's their captain, you know, leaving the team. And, you know, the Canucks are just a mess.
They are a mess. And basically, I think he wants to be out of Vancouver, but he did put out a statement today that basically said, like, he's focused on the team and he's focused on improving with the team. But I think he's just saying that just to, like, you know, keep a good image. I think he doesn't want to be there anymore. And I think he wants to be traded, and I'm not going to lie, as a Leaf fan, I really want them to try to pick him up if they can, put him on the second line with Tavares and Willie. I think that would be great. That would be nice to see. And then also they could super line it, put all the big guys together, which would be cool. But yeah, that's gonna be cool to see where Bo Horvat ends up unless he stays with Vancouver. We'll see what happens there. Another thing that happened in the last 24 hours or so, the salary cap, we found out, will now go up $1 million after this year to $83.5 million. Yeah, it was supposed to go up way more.
Why?
It was supposed to go up way more until COVID happened, and then now it's just, like, not going up at all. But it's going to go up to $83.5 million now, which it's not a lot, but, you know, it is something, which I know a lot of teams are tight to the cap. So that's going to be interesting to see how they navigate that and try to get some more. It's going to be interesting to see how the salaries go up as the years go on now, because this cap is going to keep going up.
I just want to interject here.
Go ahead.
This Sunday, a game I'm really looking forward to is the Senators Wild at 2 p.m.
Why are you looking forward to that?
Because I can't wait to just sit down that Sunday and just do nothing, you know, clear my schedule and just
watch. Why would you want to watch that, though?
Just watch it, because it's just going to be the game of the week. Sunday, 2 p.m.
That's going to be the game of the week?
Yeah, because I'll be busy that whole day. You know, I won't be able to do anything like commentate or anything. I'll just be watching that game. So if you're listening to this and you're in the radio broadcasting program, I cannot take your shift, no matter what Josh just told you in the Discord. To my father who's listening to this, just skip this segment, man.
You're aware that you just said you're not doing anything on Sunday?
No, I'm busy.
You can't go.
I'm busy watching the game. The game of the week.
You can have it on your laptop at this.
No, because I gotta get my focus. So, Davide, I'm sorry.
You're doing color.
Yeah, that's what I used to do. I would put the Leaf game on the computer.
I'm not the color guy. I am the play-by-play master.
We can do color. We can have more funny words.
This is such a crap. It's like, can we do this over, honestly?
No, we're not doing it over. We're too far gone at this point.
So, basically, the NHL is boring as hell right now, folks.
That's what I said before we started this.
I don't know what to tell you. How much did we got left?
We got, like, 3 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That's not a lot.
So, right now, we're looking at what conference is this?
Well, I mean, this is the West. The top right. This is the West, if you can read.
The West. So, the Western Conference, boys, which Western Conference team has the best logo?
The best logo?
Yeah.
This is how you know we're really far down the drain here.
I personally,
I'll say the Sharks, pretty fire.
Yeah, Sharks, yep.
Pretty fire. I like the Kings go back to their OG one, the little crown.
I like the Avs King logo. One sucks. I like the Avs logo.
You like the Avs logo?
Yeah.
Personally, mine is the Minnesota Wild.
Why is that?
Because not only is it a forest, like a wilderness, it is also a bear.
I think that's one of the worst ones.
But there's a bear and the wild.
I just don't like it. I don't know. It's I just don't like the green. I'm not a huge green guy.
You're not a green guy?
No, not really.
I can tell.
But, yeah, so just a quick recap on things. The Devils have now lost two in a row after they were, you know, kind of streaking. They're still playing well.
Wait, we're just done the logo segment like that?
Because it's stupid. We're not doing it. the Devils have lost two in a row. They're now 21-5. They're still at the top of the Metropolitan. Team that's been playing really well recently is the Penguins. They've won six in a row.
Get us back on track, Greg. Save the Titanic.
I'm trying, but you keep talking, so I can't really. We're 8-1-1. The Penguins are 8-1-1 in their last 10. They've done a good job. Crosby playing well. They're playing everything. The whole aspect is there of the team is playing well. Their defense has been good. Another team that's kind of coming up a little bit after they had a slow start, the Rangers, and now won four in a row. They had a tough start to the year, even though they have a lot of good players. They went all the way to the East Final last year, so. Interesting to see how they will improve as the season goes on. Capitals have also won four in a row. They're 7-2 in their last 10. 7-2-1 in their last 10. Besides that,
Do the Rangers still have that godly goalie?
Yeah, Shesterkin. Yeah, he's still. He's not been amazing this year, but he's still good, yeah.
That's unfortunate to hear.
Can't believe my logo.
The Jets are first?
Yeah, the Jets have been good. 7-3 in their last 10. Connor Hellebuck is one of the best goalies in the league. He's been playing really well. The Golden Knights are still playing solid. They're 5-5 in their last 10, though, so it's been a little bit rocky. Kraken have still been playing really well. I wonder when they're going to slow down because it's going to happen eventually. But,
might not. Speaking, might happen come playoff time.
It's true. But, speaking of them, they actually claimed, former first round pick Eli Tolvanen from Nashville, the 23-year-old forward, who he was a first round pick in 2017, I think, I want to say.
Leafs missed a trick.
Yeah. That was a tough one. And he had 22 points in 40 games two seasons ago, 23 points in 75 games last year, so he has been a little underwhelming for them, but I still think he's got a lot of potential. Obviously, he's a first-round pick. He's only 23, so he's got a lot of time to grow. I wanted the Leafs to claim him. Unfortunately, they couldn't because they weren't high enough in the order, but it's all good. That's going to conclude the NHL
segment.
Best segment
we've ever done in our lifetime.
Yeah, it wasn't great by any means, but it's all good. It's just how she goes. Especially nowadays in the NFL or NHL.
Yeah,
sorry.
I can't even remember the name of the league. Yeah. It's that friggin' boring.
That's how dry it's been recently.
I mean, I tried to bring up like the best segment of all time, best logo, and I just get shot down.
That was one of the worst ideas you've ever had in your life.
Well, we did mascots, we did jerseys.
Yeah, like why don't go logos?
Logo was just dumb.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's cool when new jerseys come out. You're like, okay, let's rank the jerseys.
But
when you want to rank logos, logos have been around for 20 years. What are we going to rank?
I like logos.
Stupid, Connor. I'm sorry.
Greg.
All right, that's going to wrap it up.
Yeah,
bye,
that's
guys.
Wrap it up. See you for the MMA segment / whatever we're going to do.
Chess boxing.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
That's Connor. I'm Josh, and that is Gregory, and we're back for MMA.
It's just always flawless execution every time.
It's balling since we started.
It's just unreal.
So this past weekend, there was a UFC card.
Yes, there was.
Honestly, I don't really want to talk about it. Dude, stop moving your mic like that.
Yeah, please stop. It's gonna miss it.
It just squeals.
Guys.
God damn.
I'm so sorry.
Freaking noob. Yeah, so pretty much the only fights I really want to talk about were the main card, because the rest of the card was pretty sick. I mean, I can just run through it. Ilya Topuria, he stayed undefeated by beating Bryce Mitchell via submission in the second round. He looked really good that fight. Darren Till is on a 3-fight losing skid, tore his ACL, and was not. He looked pretty good at points in the fight. Yeah. To start the fight, he looked terrible, and then he started getting it going. Ponzinibbio, he had a crazy comeback fight against Moreno. And that brings us to the co-main event, Paddy Pimblett versus Jared Gordon. Greg, you watched it. I don't know if Connor really did. He was claiming like he did. I don't think he did.
No, I don't watch
that. I knew you didn't. So
I asked for the stream, and it didn't work, so I just...
Wow. I give up really easily.
Patty Pimblett, Jared Gordon. Honestly, Jared Gordon easily won that fight.
Pretty 30, clean, 27. I thought. Yeah.
No, I don't think he did.
Connor, you didn't watch it. So shut up. You can talk when we get to the next part of the segment. Patty Pimblett somehow pulled out a decision. I don't know what the judges were watching.
Somehow, all three judges gave him the fight, unanimous decision.
Dana gave him all a pay raise or
something. He gave him the nod. Obviously, as we know, Josh, like as we saw, Dana, right after when the decision was being called, he basically gave a little nod to like the Barstool guys, being like, yeah, okay. Yeah, like he got it. But
if you just let them judge that fight, like I don't know what it was. Like,
maybe, but no. If he made them judge the fight, then it wouldn't be like 29-28 or whatever it was. It wouldn't be that close.
No, wasn't it? Well, I think it was 30-27. No, didn't everyone give Patty three rounds?
No, one of the judges. I think the last one was a 29-28 or something.
Damn. But yeah, anyways, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was
bad.
To
end the card. Like the last two fights were just brutal. So and then, light heavyweight championship belt is on the line. Jan Blachowicz versus Magomed Ankalaev. And Jan looked really good. I think Jan actually debatably won the first three rounds.
That's what I thought.
I think the first round is the hardest one to judge, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It was very close. I just thought Jan was doing a bit more damage.
Same.
Second round was debatably a 10-8. Like, Magomed couldn't do anything. He literally couldn't walk.
He was killing his legs.
Like same with the third round. Jan just was taking over. And then the fourth round, Magomed was like, I'm just going to wrestle. I forgot I'm Russian.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to take you down and drag you to deep water. And Jan could not stand up, which is fair. These Dagestani guys are different breeds.
And then that what, was it fifth round or fourth round? Did you say you would give it a 10-8?
I think the fifth, man. Like, he laid.
Because I'm not going to lie. I thought borderline both with how dominant he was in both. I was like, I mean, I doubt they would give two 10-8s. But, like, that's crazy. Like, both rounds were, like, so clearly dominant. Like, Jan, I don't even know how many strikes he landed in the last two rounds. It couldn't have been more than 10.
Yeah,
so.
Probably not. So, yeah, it was, like, debatably 10-8s both rounds. Definitely the fifth round was 10-8, in my opinion, because, like, Jan was on the ground to start in the first 10 seconds and then didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ended in a unanimous draw,
yeah,
which sucked. And that led to some emotional, like, interviews after. Jan was pretty much saying, like, he should have been champion. He felt he lost the fight, which was respectable. And then Magomed said, I'm never fighting for this organization again.
He was threatening to leave. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I'm never going to fight here again because, like, this should be my belt, yada, yada, yada.
And then Jan comes during the interview. He's like, give him the belt, basically.
Yeah, he's like, it should have been his belt.
Which, by the way, can we just say, Jan Blachowicz, very honorable man.
Because
a lot of guys are not admitting defeat like that, especially in a draw. And he basically said, like, yeah, he knew he didn't have it, especially with the way the last two rounds went. Obviously, we thought he won the first three, but with how dominant the last two rounds were, I think he knew. He's like, yeah, okay, I didn't have it. And now because of this, it's going to be Teixeira and who?
Jamal Hill.
And Jamal Hill.
So apparently Jamal Hill was saying that he got the call to fight in January, February, whatever it was in Brazil, before either of these guys left the ring.
Before.
So as soon as it was announced that it was a unanimous draw, they called Jamal Hill and were like, do you want the title fight?
That's crazy.
And then in all this, Anthony Smith gets absolutely screwed over because he's supposed to fight Jamal Hill in March.
Yeah.
And now he doesn't have a dancing partner, which sucks.
Now that's a big opportunity,
so though,
for Jamal Hill.
The card overall, like, leading up to those last two fights was really good. I thought there was 10 straight finishes on that card. I think it was 10 of, like, 12 fights were all finishes. The last two went to decision, and they're both just questionable decisions, in my opinion. Like, it was just very weird. Dana was very mad about the main event, which I thought was weird.
About the Blachowicz and Ankalaev?
Yeah, he was pissed about it. He was like, oh, that was not a good main event. And I was like, dude, what? Like,
I mean, first three rounds were very entertaining. Obviously, last two were snooze fests, but that's what's going to happen. You know?
It happens when you have
a big Russian man.
A freak of nature Russian man.
Yes.
Yeah, like, most Dagestani guys we've seen, they're fighting at like 130, 40, 55. And he's the only guy that's like 205. Absolutely dominating a weight class.
I also want to say, like, just the fact that Ankalaev was, like, even had enough energy in his legs to shoot for takedowns and stuff was crazy to me. Because I was like, we saw the round before that. He was hurting so bad that he literally took a second to shake it off. You never see that happen, ever.
And not even just that, though. Yeah. It was, like, one, it was both his legs got absolutely
both of them were messed
and
up.
And two, dude, his chin is crazy.
Yeah, because he was
most
eating shots.
Most people go to sleep against Jan.
Yeah, Jan's, like, one of the hardest hitters in the UFC.
And he ate every one of Jan's shots. And it was pretty crazy to watch. I thought it was a good main event. It was just unfortunate ending because now obviously 205 division is kind of like
it's in a weird spot.
What's going to happen? Because you don't really have any true contenders besides like Magomed, Yan, and then obviously Yuri's out till like end of next year, start of next year, or the following year. So it's like, what's going to happen? And then also there's obviously the possibility Glover beats Jamal Hill, which I think is very possible.
Yes.
So I think he just takes him down, submits him, and then he just retires. And then we're back to square one.
I would if I was him.
I think that's like very possible because he's like 41, going to be 42 next year.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he's still fighting is crazy.
Yeah, and when like a few years ago, he was on a massive losing skid.
Yeah.
He got slept by, I don't remember who it was, and his tooth flew out and then lost like three in a row and then got back on track at like 39.
And then didn't he almost get cut after he lost three in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he went on a big win streak and then he ended up winning the title at age 40, which is crazy.
Yeah, insane. So yeah, that's pretty much it for
this card sucks.
What about
too,
next
right?
fight? Isn't it Cannonier Strickland?
This is a terrible card.
Oh, it's a terrible card.
Main event. I mean, Bobby Green, Judober, sick.
Main event. You didn't even talk about the 17-year-old kid.
Raul. Yeah.
How do you do?
Want to talk about?
Well, I mean, he killed him in like 30 seconds though.
Yeah, he fought a striker and he's a really good grappler, but I think he has a long way to go. Yeah. I think he has championship mentality, but he has a long way to go.
Well, he got the fight of the night. I think he got the 50K, right?
Dana gave it to all 10 finishers. He gave $500,000 in bonuses.
Man, not bad.
He's good by his mom a minivan.
Yeah, so we can go to the PI. So he doesn't have to drive. This card, the only interesting fights are, to me, Bobby Green, Judober. That's going to be a good one. The co-main's actually pretty decent. And then Jerry Cannonier, Sean Strickland.
That seems pretty good.
Wasn't this supposed to be on this card?
No. I don't think so.
I feel like this wasn't supposed to be a fight night. It was supposed to be on a different card.
I think it got booked and then got canceled.
It must have, because I remember seeing this on a different
card. I think
it
was supposed to be Strickland-Cannonier, and then Cannonier had to back out because of injury, and then I think that's where Pereira stepped in.
Yeah.
I think. That could have been it. But I'm also surprised Strickland's fighting already because he just got knocked out not too long ago.
Yeah, which...
But,
How long? That wasn't that long ago, right?
No.
Yeah, because he got knocked out.
Early, I guess it would have been earlier in the year.
He got knocked out by Pereira, like, what? How many months ago? Probably, like, 7, 8?
Let's go find out. But it's only usually a six-month ban at most. Yeah.
But I feel like...
So he fought... Yeah, so they're supposed to fight on the 15th. And got pushed back to December 17th.
Yeah.
Cannonier and Strickland. So he got knocked out July 2nd by Pereira.
That's not that long ago.
No.
He's fighting already?
Yeah, shockingly.
Yeah, that's
Connor,
crazy.
You can start speaking now. We're going into chess.
Yeah, go ahead, Connor.
Oh, so, over the weekend.
On Sunday,
I stumbled upon this event, you could say, where these people would play chess, then box each other, then go back to chess, and then go back to boxing each other. My first thought was, Josh, this is how we settle our beef. Chess boxing. Dude.
It's not going to be close. I beat you in both. I clear you in both.
So that's for another time. But watching this, the chess was, it was okay. It was okay chess. It was intriguing.
For your level, yeah.
Wow. And then we got into the boxing. And I have to say, the boxing was probably the worst boxing I have ever seen
Dude,
in my life.
It wasn't the worst, but most entertaining boxing I've
but
ever
But yet,
watched.
It was hilarious. Now... If you don't know what event we're talking about, it's the Ludwig chess boxing event. And Josh, I want your overall thoughts. Was it, in your eyes, a success?
I think it was.
Or was it an L?
I made so much money on that event. Because, like, what Ludwig did, so, like, he did a new thing, too. I don't know if you saw the undercards. It was Smash Boxing. So they boxed and then played Super Smash Bros. And then boxed and went back and forth that way.
Yes, yes.
So that was pretty sick, kind of to watch that. But then the, like, just if you're a big YouTube fan... You probably know majority of the people on this list. And then there's the highest rated chess boxing match of all time.
Can you say some of the names? Because I actually don't know who's there.
So, Box Box? No. Do you know Stans? Do you know Abroad in Japan?
Do you know I'm sure he knows one broad in Japan. There's going to be one woman, you know.
You know Myth. You have to know Myth.
I know Myth, yes.
Yeah, Fortnite.
Used to be a Fortnite guy.
I used to be, when I was...
Do you know Disguised Toast?
No.
Dude, yeah, so Craig lives under a rock is what we're hearing.
I don't know anybody.
Listen, to be fair, I don't know half these names either. I know Myth.
To be fair, the only YouTube I watch is like either like highlights for sports or just like the games I play. So that's really it.
Yeah, he's a Chris Smooth guy.
Yeah,
QJB
Chris Smooth type of guy.
Splash. No, I was I don't know if you know who Young Precise is. I watch his rec videos.
Oprah Side?
No, Young Precise. I don't know if you know who that is.
I was gonna say, don't get me started on Oprah Side.
Oprah Side is
But pretty much this event was
he scammed me.
You had a bunch of amateur boxers, and like 90% of them like chose to just not wear headgear, which I thought was crazy.
They didn't wear headgear?
No.
Well, they couldn't land a punch.
Craig, I was literally like, how did this get sanctioned?
I was going to say, that can't get sanctioned then.
How would this get sanctioned?
The only way you can not wear headgear is if you're a licensed pro boxer.
Yeah.
But so what was happening?
I wonder if there's a loophole because they all got sanctioned.
Because it's chess boxing.
Well,
it's
to be fair, sport. They were like 20-ounce gloves, right?
Yeah.
And so then you're not going to get hurt like that, but still dangerous.
People got dropped.
People were getting dropped?
People got dropped.
Oh, boy. That's not safe at all.
It was hilarious. It was like some of the worst but most entertaining fighting I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, boy.
It was the funniest
thing. So who was the best on the card, would you say? Because actually, no, I didn't watch it. So.
The Eamon guy. That guy was a beast.
Eamon?
Yeah, he's a chess grandmaster.
Oh, like was he a beast in just the chess?
Or both? So he played in an international master, which like it's not really a big difference in skill when it comes to 5-minute games. Mm-hmm. But he literally pieced that guy up inside like 2 minutes, bro. He had the guy wobble like out on his feet. Like you could tell, like he landed a left hook and the guy like literally just like eyes like rolled back to his head and the ropes caught him. And then the ref stopped it and the guy was pissed. I was no, and I was like, "Oh, this is the classic one." I was like, "This one, like, this is a classic."
You're just like, just move rook to b6, bro.
No, I saw the checkmate. There's one. I saw the checkmate in two. And I was super fired up.
And he didn't do it.
No, he didn't do it. I was fired up on the TV. Oh my god! Levy goes, "Yes, checkmate in two, checkmate in two." And then the board goes up, and I was like, "Oh my god, it's knight." And then yeah, and then he didn't do it, and wow. I was like, "You dummy."
Wow.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. So it was an interesting event.
It was very interesting. It's probably going to happen again is the craziest part.
Why? It was kind of embarrassing. But you know what? It passed the time. Dude,
it was like a six-hour event. I watched every
6 hours?
Yeah.
How many people were fighting? Like, how many fights were there?
I think there was 9 fights.
Were any of them actually, like, good?
No. No, not one.
A single one.
Nope.
No one knew how to box. No,
did anybody win by just chess?
There was two checkmates.
Okay. So what would it go? How would it go? Like boxing? So no, like they did a chess. Full match and then they did chess
no,
after.
No, so
you start chess 4 minutes.
No,
boxing 90.
No, it was a minute of 3 minutes of chess and then 90 seconds of boxing. You go back and forth, and then the final round of chess is 4 minutes.
Wait, so they interchange rounds with boxing?
Yeah.
How did that? Did they bring a table in the ring?
Yeah.
So it dropped down from the ceiling like it was like Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It like dropped down. And yeah.
Whose idea was this? Was this the first?
It's an actual sport.
It's a legitimate
sport.
There's
a chess boxing federation.
This is real.
Yes.
Yeah.
This wasn't the first one.
Have you ever seen Queen's Gambit, bro? Like,
no, I haven't.
Yeah, I
good show. Good show.
It's about chess boxing.
My uncle told me to watch it, but he told me it was about chess. I was like, yeah, I'm not watching.
It's not even about chess though. It's about a girl that faces addiction. And she plays chess. She's a prodigy.
Is it good?
Yeah. So she goes to Russia and she actually boxes Vladimir Putin.
Don't listen to him.
And
well, I mean, no, when I never do. So
it's about a girl with addiction, and she's a prodigy. And it's just the only reason it's about like chess is because they're just talking about a chess prodigy. But okay, it's really about how prodigies and like how they struggle with like.
Okay, you're looking way too deep into this.
That's literally what
basically,
the show's about.
Redhead
He's
shorty
me the premise
good
of
at
the
chess.
Show. This is all I wanted.
It's just chess. Yeah. Chess. She's chess. She is chess.
She's chess. All right. Well, that's gonna do it for the
chess.
Show.
Yeah, pretty much.
And she boxes
Vladimir
Putin.
Bye. I love you.